the seventh canto, chapter 6, Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So the text is number 16. Vidvanapitam Dhanuja Kutumbam. Pusnan Swalokaya Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhava. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Vidvana Pitan Danuja Kutumbam. Pusnan Swalokaya Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhavas. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Vidvana Pitam Danuja Kutumbam. Pusnan Swalokaya Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhavas. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Idvana Bhitan Danuja Kudumdam. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhavas. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Vidvana Pitan Danuja Kutumbam. Pusnan Swalokaya Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhava. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Vaishnavis. Vidvana Pitan Danuja Kutumbam. Pusnan Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhava. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudha. Pusnan Swalokaya Nakalpate Vai. Yasviya Parakya Vibina Bhava. Tama Prapadieta Yata Vimudham. Anybody else? Vidvan, knowing the inconvenience of material existence, especially in household life. Api, although, itam, thus, Danuja, all sons of demons, Kutumbam, the family members, or extended family members. like one's community, society, nation, or union of nations. Pushnam, providing with all the necessities of life. Swalokaya, in understanding himself. Na, not. Kalpate, capable. By, indeed. Ya, he who. Suya, my own. Parakya, belonging to others. Bibina, separate. Bhava, having a conception of life. Pama, nothing but darkness. Prapariyata, enters. Just as, no, I'm sorry, yata, just as, vimudha, a person without education, or one who is like an animal. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. O my friends, sons of demons, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider this is mine and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life. Just like an uneducated cats and dogs, they are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Purport: in human society, there are attempts to educate the human beings. But for animal society, there's no such system. Nor are animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and an intelligent man are called vimudha, or ignorant, bewildered. Whereas an educated person is called vidwan. The real vidwan is one who tries to understand his own position within this material world. For example, when Sanatana Goswami submitted to the Lord's feet, O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, Ke ami, kene amaya yare tapa trai? In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence. This is the process of education. If one does not ask, who am I? What is the goal of my life? But instead follows the same animal propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of his education? As discussed in the previous verse, a living being is entrapped by his fruitive activities, exactly like a silk worm trapped in its own cocoon. Foolish persons are generally encaged by their fruitive actions, karma, because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. Such attracted persons become involved in society, community, and nations, and waste their time, not having profited from having obtained human forms. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, great leaders, politicians, philosophers and scientists are all engaged in foolish activities, thinking this is mine and this is yours. The scientists even invent nuclear weapons and collaborate with the big leaders to protect the interests of their own nation or society. In this verse, however, it is clearly stated that despite their so-called advanced knowledge, they actually have the same mentality as cats and dogs. As cats, dogs, and other animals, not knowing their true interest in life, become increasingly involved in ignorance. The so-called educated person, who does not know his own self-interest or the true goal of life, becomes increasingly involved in materialism. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Arnasram Dharam, specifically at a certain point one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. This is further discussed in the following verses. So translation, the verse, O my friends, sons of demons in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider this is mine and that is for others, thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life for their families in a limited conception of family life. Just like an educated cats and dogs, they are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Mutale Shimate Srila Gaur Govinda Swamiti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Mutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Guravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashyastari Satarine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Giri Yat Kripata Maham Bande. Sri Guru Dinatarinam. Thank you for being in patiently waiting for Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm not qualified to speak. I usually don't speak so much. I have so many faults. One of them is I still am struggling with the pronunciation in English. So for a second language person, sometimes it's hard. We still think in Spanish. And if in the middle of the class I start speaking Spanish, please don't be surprised. There was actually one devotee that at one time was giving Bhagavad Gita class, and it was in English, and it was in this temple. It was probably like about 27 years ago, 26 years ago. And suddenly, he switched from English to Spanish, and everybody was laughing. And he was thinking, what did I say? I haven't said anything funny. Everybody's laughing. And he says, what happened? He said, Prabhu, you're speaking in Espanol. So there you go. That's for third world countries. Anyway, this is a very interesting verse. Very deep, very profound, with a lot of strong words. But strong words need to be spoken. And when strong words are spoken by personalities like Prahlad Maharaj, who is a Mahayana, and secondly, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, even if they're so strong, they're still soothing in the heart. Because we know it in the bottom of our hearts that actually this is needed, at least for some of us who accept authority. For those who don't accept authority, it's very difficult. And that's the whole problem in human society. Nobody wants to accept any authority. We want to be the authority ourselves. And it's not surprisingly, because in the Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna says, Icha dvesa samutvena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sanmoham sarge janti parantapa. He says that the living entities are born in this material world, in illusion, but in delusion, by the arising from hatred and desire and hatred, and they are bewildered, completely bewildered. So all these things that we are reading and hearing is like all of us were affected by that. Two things: one is that We actually envy God. Someone might think, envy God? I don't envy God. Actually, if we analyze, we do. But two things. We envy God. Why He's God? How come I am not God? That's the second part. So every little thing that we do in life, if we observe, we want actually control. We want to manipulate. We want to be the center of attraction. We want so many things. And therefore, we're in so much trouble in this world. Yesterday, I took a different approach. Usually we go in a lot of schools and universities and we distribute books, but I thought, I'm going to make an experiment. Let me try something different. So after presenting the books to the students, I will say, before you go, I have a question for you. I have a homework and I need to, please help me out. Okay. I said, please tell me, what is your goal as a human being? What is your goal in life? And about, let's say, six people, maybe I talked to 20 or 25, but six people completely, you know, they just say, just to enjoy life, just to be happy, just to maintain my family. After I finish my school, I just want to get a job and on like that. About another five or six people, they said, I want to be happy. And then I said, that's all, yeah. Do you have any idea how, any hint you can give me how to become happy? They say, well, you know. I said, money? He says, no. I said, well, how? He says, you know, just to be with the family together and just a good feeling and support and help them. And I said, that's nice. That's very nice. That's good. Everybody wants that. Any other idea? I said, do you include God in your, for example? Do you put God in your life? And one of them got really a bit angry. He says, no way. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. I don't want anyone to boss me around. I said, what about your mother and father? Not at all, too. What about your teachers here in school? Somebody has to tell you something. But he's so rebellious, this person, that he was just willing to, just show his, determination that he can do it in his own. So anyway, and like that, another person, I met a couple people, actually, of the whole, maybe 15 or 20, who said, do you believe in God? And they said, yeah, of course I do. And another one told me, the goal of life for me is self-realization. I said, what would that be in school, like you being in school? He said, no, I go to church and we get together with family. Oh, that's very nice. So in this way, material education is killing the living beings, the students, I mean, anyone who just wants to pursue a materialistic way of life. Here, materialistic way of life is being condemned. But not for those who have accepted the supremacy or the authority or divine authority of God and His pure devotees. One time also, I remember I was in Cal State Fullerton, and I heard one man from far away screaming and yelling in the phone to, I believe, his son. He said, so now you join a religious group, and now your life is going to be saving souls. Is that what you're going to be doing now for the rest of your life? Is that what I brought you to this world? And I was thinking, oh my God, he was really heavy. So even, when someone due to pious background wants to make an attempt to become a devotee or to do some change in their life, this person, it was his father, and he looked like a pretty well-to-do man. He probably was a teacher there, but he was really frightened. And like that. So we are completely bewildered. In the Bhagavatam, it says, Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durasa eye pahi artha manina andaya tandar upaniya manas tapisa tantrian uruptam nibada. That those who are strong and trapped who are strongly entrapped in enjoying this materialistic way of life, and who therefore accept as their guru or leader a similar person who's blinded, who also is looking for the sense, to enjoy the sense objects outside. For these persons, they can never surrender. They cannot understand that returning, go back to Godhead, and worshiping Vishnu is the goal of life. And that's everyone, 99.9%. So for all of you, Prabhus, you already made the first inquiry: who's God? Who am I doing? To who should I surrender? And you're doing pretty good. We just have to carry on with our mission. This month that just passed by, it was a beautiful month. It was the month of Damodar. And today I feel a little bit like, in a sense, a little bit like emptiness, because a whole month of divine atmosphere here, worshiping baby Krishna and giving, listening to those beautiful prayers every morning and in the evening. And we extend a little bit more to some devotees to go home to home and get to see how these devotees live there in their apartment, and how a nice exchange. They were willing to give some prasadam. And then we were reading the Krishna book. And this is what Prabhupada wants us to do. You know, we want to create a community, a spiritual community, a strong community. And it's not just for the brahmacharis or for the, but it's for everyone. The grihasthas are struggling hard. Here in the Bhagavatam, it's explaining about grihastha life. Those who are just materialistic, who just make their self-interest sex life, and is condemned here. For them, spiritual life is ruined. It's difficult for them to understand. But here, going home to home and seeing the beautiful faces of the devotees there, and having a sense of a spiritual community that was like so fulfilling. And I think, wow. And then we were reading the Krishna book, and then after that we will take hot milk, and some devotees will offer something. And that's what Rupa Goswami advised, that the devotees get together, confidentially exchange some advice, and receive prasadam, give prasadam, accept prasadam, and chant the holy name. And that's all we have to do. And that's very good too. But when we do also, another thing is, the next step is that if we have it, then we want to give it to the people out there. Because Prahlad Maharaj was doing that. And Srila Prabhupada was doing that. And if we do that, then we don't have to worry about this. Whatever is happening in the world, the economy is going down, this is going down, this doesn't work, doesn't matter. You are following what Srila Prabhupada is giving us. And interesting that you will get the most amazing realization. Sometimes when you do the outreach program, you actually see the Bhagavatam right in front of you. And speaking about bewilderment, one time we went to a program in Santa Barbara. We were chanting for like 7 hours without stop, like six and a half or seven, from 6 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And a lot of young people, it's like a rainbow gathering type people, young people, they came. Some of those who were pious, they stayed for like 1 hour. Some of them maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes, but the whole day we were chanting. But at one time we did 7 hours straight. At one time, talking about bewilderment and craziness, one man came in and said, "Excuse me, I have to make an announcement." Everybody look at the man. He said, "Thank you very much for chanting Hare Krishna. It's beautiful to see the devotees here. It's very pleasing to me. My name is Krishna. I am God." And he's like, "Excuse me." Everybody was like, "Oh my God." So later on he came on, you know, like he was doing that. We have a beautiful altar of Krishna there. And Krishna is coming himself to pay obeisances to himself, according to him. And then at one point he had some talisman, like stone, like crystals. And he would put it there and like bow down and pick it up and go. And one day he decided just to put it there. But he was in anxiety. He's looking around. And Mahatattva was there. He said, "What happened?" He says, "You know, I'm afraid that if I leave my stone here, somebody will steal it." He says, "Prabhu," he says, "excuse me, you are Krishna. Why do you have to worry about anything? He said, oh yeah, that's true, I'm Krishna. It's like, you know, so many weird and crazy things. I mean, Sura Prabhu, he says all these things all the time, whatever he goes to his programs. People, you know, with the most crazy thoughts. But still the devotees are compassionate, following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, and devotees with good behavior will attract more than anything. We can speak the philosophy in the best way, but if we don't behave properly, people will never be attracted. If they see that there's love and affection among devotees, there's coordination, there's a smile, there's happiness, except if you're sick or you have some difficulty, problem, what can we do? But we have to pervade that while we're talking, while we're preaching. If they come and see that where is such and such devotee? Oh, well, they're busy. They're having like a spiritual community there. They're chanting, they're reading. Wow, they do that? Oh, they do that? I thought they just only do it in Bhagavatam class, in Bhagavad Gita. Well, no, we also have other people, including people who live outside. We're doing pretty good for the brahmacharis, for the devotees here, for the suvasis, keeping this very good and always checking out things. But what about the grihastas, those who live outside, those line members? You know, we give them the chance because we were invited to go in different places. Actually, it was so nice this month because we had the opportunity to even bring, someone had the idea to bring baby Damodar, Krishna, to Hollywood at the Halloween festival. I was thinking, what is that? Is it for real? You know, so many crazy and wild people chanting the holy name is good enough. That's enough. But some devotees were, no, we'll take. So they bring baby Damodar, they have bring a lot of candles, they were in the sidewalk like that, and they will ask the people, please, can you come and offer this to for peace and love, whatever that line they have, I can't remember, I don't know. And the people will come and offer the land. And it's like, you know, a little bit of thing that like that can make a big difference. And the people, when we were there in the Hollywood, in the Harinam, they were like amazed. They were like captured. They were like, these people look so happy. And forget about these costumes. They were at one point, you know, they were not looking at all the people there. They were looking at us only. And the matter is, they look so beautiful dancing like that. And I thought, oh my, this is like the spiritual world. We're not in Hollywood with these crazy costumes. But also, at the same time, these people, some of them are just hard workers who just try to forget everything and they put the most far out and crazy things. But in the bottom of their heart, they want Krishna. We're actually looking for Krishna. And the devotees go there to remind them through the Harinam, through the books, and if not, at least with, how do you say, the good behavior. When they come here and they see you, oh, this is a devotee, they become attracted. I want to be like with you guys. And also this, you know, Sura Prabhu has so many realizations of these engagements, outreach. So I experienced a few of them. I went with my wife to one of them, yoga group, and the lady invited us, and she said, any guidelines? We said, for how do we chant? Should we chant Hare Krishna? Because, you know, you never know. You just want to chant name, but some people don't want Krishna sometimes. She says, no. You do whatever you want. It's your problem. Just do whatever you want. Anything, no problem. So, okay. And then I thought, this month is beautiful. It's Damodar. So then I will make a little presentation about the auspiciousness of this month and how powerful Krishna is and how attractive he is, and especially as a baby. Who doesn't love a baby? Everybody loves a baby. So Krishna, as a baby, comes here to your place so you can offer some little ghee lamp. And then they did it. They actually stand up and they did it, and very respectfully. And then later on everybody was dancing. And we were just chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. And everybody was so happy. So I'm looking after the next whole 2 or 3 weeks is going to be Lord Jagannath. So every day we're going to be chanting also like that. So the devotees of the Lord, they are always looking for opportunities to associate and gather and talk about Krishna only. Krishna book, have milk, go to bed and dream with Krishna. Instead of the crazy noise and bad propaganda that might be out there. So the people can see the difference. Oh, these people are actually religious. They're advancing. They walk the talk. They don't look like they're struggling like like that. I mean, we're all struggling in a sense, but we want to pray to Krishna Prabhupada to please help us to imbibe the same mood that you had. We want. We want your community to become strong. We want to give pleasure to Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj and all those great Paramahansas that we are, you know, humbly like trying our best to do this. Thank you very much. Haribo, if anybody has any comment or question, please. Srila Prabhupada ki. Haribo.